Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of CUTV News. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you with us today, and thanks for making us a part of your day. It's 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time here at the time of this broadcast. Of course, this broadcast will be archived for future play. So if you miss something, we get into a really good conversation with our special guest expert joining us today, and perhaps you want to hear it again, you would like to maybe share the link with folks that you think would find today's episode of great value, you can certainly do that. You can also find us not only on our websites, but also on iTunes and Stitcher and much, much more. It is right now Wednesday, April 19th, 2017, at the time of this broadcast, and this is part two in a series with somebody who is really expert at what she does, and she loves people, and she loves guiding and mentoring and inspiring and empowering them, and she is somebody who's made this her life's calling. Her name is Sharon Pope. She is a master life coach, a six-time international best-selling author, and speaker who specializes in love and relationships. So if you are struggling, perhaps in your marriage, or maybe you're just dating or contemplating all of the above, or you're attempting to heal after heartbreak, or perhaps divorce, Sharon Pope can help. She's helped so many. She really helps people, especially women, discover answers for their struggling and painful relationships. And Sharon says it doesn't matter if you're questioning a marriage that no longer feels good or if you're healing from heartbreak or divorce. Now, she's been through this fire that you're standing in right now, perhaps, or somebody that you know is at the time. And she really does have the tools to bring you through it. It's always great when I have an opportunity through all of my work on radio and television to interview people who speak from not only authority, but speak from experience, speak from living life to the fullest and really soaking it all up from their own experiences, learning from it, and then sharing the wealth of knowledge with others who are going through similar situations. Sharon is familiar with the emotions, doubts, and anxiety associated with failing relationships, but she also understands the peace that comes when you can be honest with yourself without regret. Who better to guide you through this than someone who has been there and, you know, who can really relate and you can relate to? You know, somebody that knows what you're feeling and is equipped with the knowledge and the tools. Sharon Pope teaches her clients that really, you know, those common fears that keep people stuck in unhappy marriages and unhappy relationships, how to really overcome them. She says she has no agenda, no outcome that, you know, you wouldn't want to have for yourself. She helps you get there. She really does. Very effective at what she does, and she's a good listener, and that's what counts. Trust, being a good listener, all established immediately when you work with Sharon Pope. Her website is quite amazing. I was perusing it in preparation for the broadcast today. It's SharonPopeTruth.com. SharonPopeTruth.com. Talk more about that as we go along here on today's episode of CUTV News Radio. But without further ado, let's welcome back Sharon Pope to our program. Sharon, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. It's always great to have you with us, and thanks for making us a part of your day today as well.
This is wonderful. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yes, it's really exciting, and we're excited to delve in. I would like to know, just for my own edification and maybe for the audience, because sometimes maybe they didn't hear the first episode of our show, and they're tuning into the program today for the very first time. what in your own life, in your own life's journey, what are some things that inspired you, Sharon, or maybe directed you to want to do the kind of rich, impactful work that you do, guiding people, showing people, working with people in such a positive and unique and valuable way? Were there things, of course, we're going to talk about the things that have happened to you directly, but this is something you're born with. This is something that probably people recognized in you even early in life when you were somebody who just inspired others. Tell us a little bit about your own journey. What led you to what you do now so well?
That is such a great question. You know, for a long time, I was in corporate marketing. But the thing that I always loved about that was the psychology of why people purchased and why they purchased what they purchased. It was the buying behavior. And then the actual parts of my role that I loved the most were really about working with teams and helping people step into bigger shoes and bigger goals for themselves. And I had always said for a long time, someday I'm going to write a book and I'm going to become a public speaker. And I didn't know when that was. It was probably like, oh, one day when I'm retired. And so it wasn't until I knew that I needed a change in my life that then I started to see how the coaching and the writing and the speaking could all come together. And I could really serve people in a really big way. And so the reason I chose to specialize in love and relationships is because that's where I had the most personal growth. And those experiences absolutely changed the woman that I am today. And so that's why
I started
that way. And, yeah.
Isn't that cool when that happens? It all is sort of like one big circle, isn't it? I mean, when you give, you receive, and you don't necessarily give to receive, but when you do, it comes back to tenfold. And in your case, the wonderful satisfaction and fulfillment of knowing that you are really impacting people's lives in such an incredible way. And when you touch one life, you touch many oftentimes.
Yes. Yes. It's such a privilege to do this work. I mean, the way that people trust me with their stories and their journeys, I wake up some days and go, do I really get to do this for a living?
That's right.
I'm so thankful for it.
What's amazing, too, is, you know, sometimes I'm sure that you come across people who are in these relationships and there are some issues that are happening, but maybe they're fearful of seeking the advice because they feel, oh, well, then, you know, we're not able to handle it ourselves. So, you know, let's just not go anywhere where we need, you know, we can figure this out, or we are worth less if we go and get the guidance. You know, some people are just very resistant or closed-minded to wanting to share their stories. Or you may get one that does, but the partner doesn't. Tell us a little bit about that and approaching that scenario.
Yeah, it's very common. So there's a couple things that you said there that I want to address. The first one is, you know, the interesting thing is I don't give my clients advice. I don't tell them what to do because the way that I might live their life might be very different than the way they would live their life. But what I can do is guide them to their own answers and I can empower them to come to their own decisions that they won't regret and that they will feel strong and confident and grounded in. And so that's the kind of the work that I do. But, you know, you're right. There are many, many times where one person really wants to seek, let's just call it help instead of advice or guidance, and the other person doesn't. And it's interesting because we don't love to talk about the problems. Right? Like it sounds really good that I'm a love and relationship coach, but no one's calling a love and relationship coach when things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only when there are troubles there. And because when we make that mean something about us, like, wait a minute, my marriage is struggling. Therefore that must mean that I am somehow not enough, not good enough, not strong enough, not beautiful enough, not whatever enough.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But that doesn't mean it's true, but that's what holds us back. It's actually, particularly when it comes to men, the number one shame trigger for men is having to say, I need help with something. And so you can see why, you know, going to, let's say, therapy might be really, really hard for them. But sometimes men understand coaching a little bit better because every athlete has had a coach in their lives at some point. So
that's right. And coaches do too. Coaches have coaches as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because you new techniques and new methods and new approaches and, you know, and you're human, so you need to be refreshed and rebooted as well, right?
Well, and what I say is there's no finish line here in this life. There is no, like, you've crossed the finish line, someone hands you a medal, and you say you're done with life. You will never learn anything new. Who you
That's
are
right.
today is all you will ever be. It doesn't happen.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. So we're always improving. I've always had a coach.
And it's a great way to approach life, too, because it gives you a sense of hope and wide-eye amazement and looking forward to each day as opposed to just shutting down and saying, you know, that's it, we're all done, there's nothing left. So for you, what was the attraction to love and relationships of all the different things that, you know, you could coach people with? And I'm sure you do sprinkle in other aspects of different types of coaching, but specifically specializing in love and relationships. What was the attraction for you to that arena?
For me, it was the area that I had found to be the most challenging in my life, in my own life. And so when I hate saying did the work, but when I did the work to really understand what was going on in my own relationships, that was when everything started changing for me. And so because it had such a big impact on my own life, I knew that that was an area that I wanted to serve in. There were a lot of people that told me, oh, you know, you should go be an executive coach. That's where the money is, and that's where all your contacts are, and that's, you know, you were in corporate marketing for 20 years, Sharon. That seems like a logical thing. But, you know, I wanted to wake up and just love the clients that I worked with every day, that I spent my day with. And if I was going to pour my heart into a business, I wanted to love the work I did. And that was, for me, just undeniable that that's where my heart was. And so that's what I wanted to spend the whole day talking about, was relationships and love and heartbreak. And it sounds strange, but that's, I don't know, that's my sweet spot. And that's what brings me joy. And that's where I can serve at my highest. And so that's what I do.
And if you can serve at your highest and it's work that brings you joy every day, it's not even work. It's what you do, and it's your passion, it's your calling. And people can really pick that up when they are your clients. They can pick up your authenticity, your genuine nature. Another thing that's very important, too, and you touched upon it briefly, which is trust. So if somebody's listening to our show right now, because, you know, they are, it's an emotional situation, you know, there's a lot of time and family and people invested in the relationship and love, not just sometimes the two, there may be children, you know, you have parents, there's a whole thread of people involved and riding on what's happening. When somebody contacts you for the first time, one of the things that I know that you're really very keen to wanting to do is not only be a good listener and let them speak, let them vent, let them know they're being heard, but it's also crucial to establish that sense between you and them and you, of trust, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's so important, and this is an element of, I think, the way that I coach, it's so important that I don't judge them. No matter what they have gone through, honestly, I've probably done it myself. And if I haven't, I've absolutely coached people through it. Because I think that you can't heal where there's judgment. So that's why I can't have an agenda for their lives. And so when they're opening up about some really, really personal things, You know, I mean, I speak to women every day who have been involved in affairs and they're not proud of it. And then I speak to women every day that have been on the other side of that. And they don't want everyone to know that they've been cheated on. I speak to women who have allowed bad behavior in their own lives for decades. And then that has sort of chipped away at their self-esteem and they're trying to find their way back. So these are really incredibly personal things. Sometimes people will share with me childhood trauma. They will share with me wounds that they carry. And so they have to know that, number one, I'm not going to judge them. Number two, I'm going to allow them to be who they are. Like the way I think about it is that I have to be the lighthouse for them. So I'm going to call them to the light. I'm going to see them in their most powerful, most healthy state. And then I'm going to just keep calling them forward. Because if I jump in the pit with them, then I'm just like their girlfriends that are like, oh my gosh, yeah, that guy was so bad to you. And he's such a jerk. And he's so, I can't help them. Like the lighthouse doesn't jump in the water and go looking for the boat and try to drag it to shore. It just holds the light.
That's exactly
and
right.
So that's what I try to do.
And in answering the importance of having an unbiased ear, somebody, like you said, that doesn't judge, that doesn't prejudge, that doesn't come in with biases, somebody who's actually experienced similar situations, maybe not exact, but maybe some similar situations, who can relate to his or her client, in your case, a lot of times you think you can go to your family or even your mm-hmm. closest of friends, but especially the family, and release, discuss, and get unbiased opinions. But the family sometimes can almost exacerbate things because they know you in ways that maybe are assumptions, and then your partner's family, they are going to be pro that person, and it gets to be mm-hmm. a mess sometimes. That's why somebody who's not part of the family, somebody who, again, is unbiased, who is experienced, who can really look at all angles and all perspectives, like yourself, a coach, is an invaluable resource, right? Because the family, though you love them, they can sometimes not necessarily help.
Yeah. You know, the thing I say about our families and our friends is that they're there to love you and encourage you and support you, and that's their job, and we need to let them do that. But they're not necessarily the ones that are there to challenge you or to help you think about things differently. And the thing is, they can't help but do anything but tell you their stories, what they would do if they were in your shoes, given their life experience. But that is filled with their fears, their beliefs. And so we can't help but just bring that to the table. And they're not the ones doing this. This is you. This is your work to do. And, you know, I find the interesting part about that isn't just like let them love and support you and have someone else challenge you, but it's also a little bit like the blind leading the blind, because nobody taught us how to do this. Like, Jim, how many years did you go to school?
20?
Yeah.
Every day is a school lesson.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. So I went to school for 22 years, learned all about
ongoing.
Accounting and psychology and math and science and all that. But nobody, like, at the end of my days, nothing is going to be more important to me than the quality of my relationships. So where
exactly.
was that class? Like, who
right.
taught us how to get in touch with what you really want in your most intimate and your most important relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Or how to set healthy boundaries and how to communicate in a way that, that other people can really hear you?
And sometimes,
how to allow
too,
yourself.
Sharon, sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's one of the things too is sometimes I imagine when people come to you as a client and they're coming maybe to work on the relationship, they come together individually, what have you, that they learn about themselves in ways that they never really took the time to learn before. Maybe they have learned that there's things that they're doing, things they're saying, things that they're expressing or not expressing through habit, through childhood, through their own sense of self-worth and purpose and meaning, that perhaps there are things that you find, you're so quick to go and blame the other, you find out a lot of it might be yourself. That gets revealed and comes to the surface too when somebody comes to you, right? Which can be amazing and can be a fabulous thing because, you know, gives them a different perspective, a healthier perspective on life, and will help them with all their relationships, personal, professional, family, all of it, right?
Yes, that is everything. Because, yes, you have to learn about yourself because that's the only thing that you have any control over. Like, when's the last time you tried to get someone to do something they didn't want to do? And how did it work out? But when you can see, who has teenagers? but when you can see how, wait a minute, here's the role that I played in this experience. It stings a little bit at first, I look like what you're saying, but that truth, the truth will set you free, that truth gives you back all the power. Because then, as soon as you change that, then everything going forward changes. And you're no longer placing your happiness in someone else's lap saying, take care of this for me. I'm going to feel a lot better when you stop doing whatever it is that you're doing. Instead, you can see your role and then you can change that. And that's where not only is that the only place you have any control over, but it's your whole job on this planet is to take care of yourself in this journey. You know, and so to know yourself. And that gives you all the power. So although it might feel like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be my fault, it's no one's fault. No one taught
That's
us
right.
how to do this.
That's
so we all just sort of trial and error it, and we screw it up more times than not. But we can always get better.
That's exactly. We mentioned also at the top that you have been where a good deal of people have been through your own family and relationships and previous marriage and things of that nature, and you're living a wonderful life now and, you know, experiencing fabulous things. But sometimes it's hard to see the ability to go from point A to point B as you have been able to sort of straddle and successfully do when you're already involved in a situation with somebody that is sometimes people feel trapped. They feel they don't want to be the one who says goodbye. They don't want to be the one who tries to work on it. It can really be heartbreaking sometimes, can it?
Yes. Yes, it really, really can. It's interesting because I realized earlier today that it was 18 years ago today that I married my first husband, and that relationship ended after 11 years.
And here you are on the year, 18 years to the day. Is that quite amazing or what?
Yeah, talking about, you know, how these things happen and how to move forward and how to forgive yourself and how to see your role. Like, when I look back at that relationship and my role in the creation of that, because it takes two to create a relationship. My husband was a good guy. There was like, he wasn't bad to me. He didn't lie or
right.
cheat or beat on me. None of that.
Right. Sometimes that's the case. Yeah.
A lot of times. But my role was whether I did it consciously or unconsciously, back in my 20s, I traded in safety and security for passion and aliveness. I chose
right.
the safe route. And so but I made that choice. No one, tackled me to the ground and said, this is your life and you have to live it.
Do you find most people do that? they go the safe route first because it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
It's traditional.
Yeah.
It's maybe could be cultural. There could be just things where you're supposed to do certain things at certain times in your life. So you just do them, but then you wake up with an epiphany one day saying, gee, this is not really, filling my cup. I'm giving it my all, and I really think this person's a good person, but yet I am just not living my life. You find that happens? Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I also think it's a result of we don't know what we don't know sometimes. I didn't know what a really intimate, connected relationship was when I was in my 20s. Right? I just wanted to be with a good man. I wanted to have the big house in the suburbs. I wanted to have a great career. Those are the things that I thought I wanted. And the things that we want when we're, I don't want to say young, because I still want to think of myself as young, but the things we want in our 20s is not the same things that we want in our 40s or 50s. It's just not.
It changes. Right, it evolves.
It does change. We're always evolving.
Absolutely. Would you say that, is there a single biggest relationship mistake that everyone seems to make? Is there a thread, something that, oh boy, here's somebody that's doing that again? You know, do you find that to be the case?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
And there's actually a few, but I think if you're going to narrow me down to one, the one big one that we make in so many of our relationships. So I got this from my spiritual teacher, Abraham Hicks, and it is some version of, if you would be different, I would feel better. And so let me explain that.
Yeah.
Like, we might say something to our husbands like, you never listen to me. But what that woman is actually saying is, if you would listen to me, I would feel more seen and understood.
Right. Right.
It comes out as a gripe, but we're not saying what we really mean. I've heard men say, all she does is nag me anymore. But what he's really saying is, you know, if my wife wouldn't be so critical, I would feel more appreciated. And I really want to feel appreciated. That's important to me.
Right.
So we're always, I feel like we're trying to change each. Even if I could walk up to anyone and say, do you think you can change your spouse, lover, partner? And they would say, oh, no. But we do it every single day. I do it with my parents.
Right.
We do it with our kids, right? I'll be proud of you when you get good grades. I'll be in a good mood when you mind your manners.
We're all trying to mold other people.
Yes, so that we can feel happier, better, healthier, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, that's not their job. That's our job.
Which
and
is why
it's
you're amazing
a big deal.
What you do. Yep.
It's such a big deal, and it sneaks in these little ways. You know, like for my father, I'm like, you know, Dad, if you would be more positive, I would want to spend more time with you.
That's right.
So now I'm withholding love and time with my father because I want him to be someone that he's never been.
It's amazing how that is, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was the minute I realized that, I was like, there was so much freedom there for us. Like, we have a great relationship now because we stopped trying to change each other.
That's what it's all about. You're amazing at what you do, Sharon. I want to direct people to your website, SharonPopeTruth.com. Again, that's SharonPopeTruth.com. Our very special guest today, obviously you can see how passionate she is, master life coach and six-time international best-selling author and speaker, Sharon Pope. Sharon, I can't believe how fast this half hour went. I have a million more questions for you. So hopefully we'll engage again real soon. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did today.
I appreciate you and your listeners so much. Thank you for inviting me.
You are very, very welcome. Our special guest once again, Sharon Pope. Thank you for joining us. This is your host, Jim Masters, CUTV News. We wish you a fabulous day, and stay tuned for more great broadcasts coming up here on CUTV News Radio. For now, for all of us here, you have a tremendous day. Thanks for joining us.